In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. No doubt, dear friends, no doubt the fishermen brought their nets and boats to land in sheer vexation. They had worked, they had labored all night, and had taken nothing. They were tired of this useless toil. The Gospel of today gives us a wonderful lesson. The world is like a great sea wherein we are incapable of doing the least good by ourselves. Jesus knows how to make use of us as instruments for his mission of salvation. Every durable success first comes from the special grace and assistance of God, and we are nothing of ourselves. This is what Jesus wants to tell us today. We see that no man, no matter how great he is before the world, can have the least reason for self-satisfaction, but rather, in everything, he is to be humble, lowly, and meek before God and men. In a word, he who thinks himself to be something deceives himself. There is nothing we have not received from God. When Saint Peter faced God's presence, he became aware of his nothingness and felt a deep need to humble himself. Depart of me, my Lord. I am a sinful man. This behavior is appropriate not just for Saint Peter, but also for all who experience the majesty and the power of God. In Saint Peter's behavior, there is both a total confidence in God and an accurate awareness of human misery and insufficiency. For it is the consciousness of our nothingness which leads us to put all our confidence in God. And the greater this confidence becomes in us, the more convinced we are of our nothingness. The unfruitful work of the fishermen in the darkness of the night, is a practical demonstration of the words of Jesus: without me, we can do nothing. In our daily existence, we are able to recognize that this is often our situation too. How many efforts we have made to rid ourselves of this or that attachment. How many efforts we have made to forget injuries, to subject our will to another's, to adapt ourselves to our neighbor's way of doing things. And yet, after all these attempts, we find our hands empty, like St. Peter's nets. Let us not be discouraged. If we can humbly acknowledge our failures instead of feeling annoyance because of them, each failure itself will turn into victory. So it happened to Saint Peter after he had taken nothing. Saint Therese, the little flowers, comments, imagine, had the apostle caught some small fish, perhaps our divine master would not have worked a miracle. But Saint Peter had caught nothing. And so through the power of God, his nets were soon filled with great fishes. Such is Jesus' way. He gives as God with generosity, but he insists on humility of hearts. That means he's expecting us to do our parts. But we have to accept that sometimes God wants to make us losers according to the world, to postpone our victory, to postpone our success, to make us successful when he will decide. We must then have great faith in Jesus, never allowing ourselves to give up through lack of success. Every day, relying on his word, we must begin anew, having complete confidence in divine help, in divine providence. Deriving profit from our faults is one of the most important challenges in our spiritual life. It's quite certain that in the designs of God, the faults, the mistakes, the sins into which he permits us to fall ought to serve for our sanctification, and that it depends on us to draw this advantage from them. Nevertheless, it happens, on the contrary, that our faults themselves do us less harm than does the bad use we make of them. So, do not be surprised by your faults. Do not be surprised by your fault, and don't be discouraged by our faults. Our faults can lead us closer to God. We mentioned Saint Peter, but think of Saint Paul. He says, all things work together for good to them that love God. Yes, everything is for our good, even our faults, and sometimes even our grave faults. God permits those very faults to cure us of vain presumption, to cure us of pride, to teach us what we really are and of what we are really capable. Saint Paul, in the great success of his apostolate, preserved himself from pride and vainglory by remembering how he had once been a horrible man, how he had once been a blasphemer and a persecutor of the Church of God. And more than this, a humiliating temptation from which God would not deliver him served as a balance to the sublimity of the revelations granted to him. So do not be surprised. Let's not be surprised. Let us not be discouraged by our faults. But let's do our best to gain profits from them. If God was able to draw such an advantage from even the greatest sins, who can doubt that he will make our daily faults serve for our sanctification? God often leaves in the most holy souls certain defects, certain weakness, certain weak points, from which, not withstanding all our efforts, we cannot free ourselves entirely. He does it to make us feel our own weakness and what we would be without his grace. So, facing our infirmities, facing our faults, we don't have to be despaired, to be discouraged like Martin Luther, but we need the faith, we need the hope of David, Mary Madeleine, and so on. God allows us to fall to make us stronger. In the sight of God, there is no fault, there is no mistake, if we can take the good lessons from them. He wants to dispose us to receive his favors with more humility. In short, to nourish in us a certain disgust with ourselves, and so to protect us against all the snares of self-love, to animate our fervor and keep us in a constant state of watchfulness, in a constant state of trust in God and perseverance in prayer. The child who falls when he has gone a little way from his mother and wishes to walk alone returns to her with more affection to be cured of the hurt he has given himself, and he learns by that fall to leave her no more. The experience of his own weakness and of the tenderness with which his mother received him makes him love her more than ever. Here, we are all sinners, but we are all, if we want, forgiven sinners. And we all know the price, the taste of the mercy of God. So our faults, our mistakes, can be occasions for practicing virtue. The fault, the mistake we made, the fault we committed, was committed on the impulse of the moment. We didn't pay attention. We wanted to have the last word, the last say, at any cost. But the act of reparation is made with reflection. Our reparation is made with an effort over ourselves. This act of reparation is made with a full and deliberate well, not on the impulse of the argument. Our act of reparation is an act that pleases God much more than the thought displeased him. So, God is a great and wise master. Let him do as he likes. He will not fail in his work. Let us make up our minds carefully to avoid everything that can displease him the least in the world. But because we are not angels, because we can all fall, if we should fall into any fault, let us be sorry on his account and not on our own. Let's be sorry because we have offended him, not because we are disappointed by ourselves. Without him, we can do nothing. So, whatever we did, the mercy of God is for us, as long as we can recognize our misery. And the act of love we will make, we will give to God, will be more beautiful than our mistake was horrible. Let us love the humiliation into which this fault, this mistake, this sin throws us. Let us beg of God to draw from our humiliation his glory. He will do this, and by this means will advance us far more than by the life apparently more regular, apparently more holy, but which would destroy our self-love less efficaciously. Dear friends, let us take care only to have a good intention, then let us go wherever duty calls, all of us. And let us be sure that God is kind enough and indulgent enough, and he knows our misery enough to pardon us all the faults to which his faithful service and the desire of pleasing him may expose us. Yes, we have to accept that sometimes, trying to do good, we have failed. But at least we have tried. In the world, people, they will never be wrong because they will have never tried anything. Like someone who is not helpful at home has no chance to break a glass if he is not used to clear the table. So, don't fear to be wrong. Keep in the sight, keep yourself in the sight of God, and repeat with Saint Peter, a similar cry of confidence: Lord, at thy word, I will let down the net. And let us repeat it every day, every moment, without giving up. Because nothing happens without a reason. We can say with St. Paul that all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.